Welcome back to the Gunsmith Show on beautiful Saturday morning. It's Michigan. Every morning's beautiful, right?
That's right.
All right, it's the Gunsmith Show. We are here on 103.1 The Ticket. Glad to be here with you. Remember, you can always listen to the show on our website, which is thegss.com. It'll be set up for a podcast later in the day where you can click on it and listen to the segments. If you miss something, you want to hear it again. Doesn't work good on Apple phones, but it works good on all your other stuff, your Androids. And on your computer, it'll come through perfect. So just for some reason, it's got a glitch with Apple's. So anyways, we have got a fun show for you today. And this segment of the show is brought to you by our good friend Jeremy from Reliable Enterprises. 810-429-6957, licensed builder, one of the premier deck building guys in mid-Michigan, and gazebos, hot tub rooms, all those custom things that make your house like a resort, he does it for you. So you just can't beat him. Jeremy, a Reliable Enterprise. You know, I've had way too much caffeine this morning. But anyways, 810-429-6957. And if you're on my website, thegss.com, go to the left side, click on him. You'll bring up all the pictures and everything of his decks and all the work he does and the additions. He's doing a couple of really nice additions right now. So, and he just got done doing a great job for Jacob, too.
Yes.
So we are going to talk about a really cool thing. It's this new gun from this company called G-Force. I don't think we've mentioned G-Force guns four times in the past 10 years on the radio. But,
you know, and they make
a lot of inexpensive
things. They also import some stuff.
Yeah. And some of it's great. You know, some of it's been home run. Some of it hasn't. But
they make that Brunelli M4 knockoff.
Copy. Yeah. Yep. And a lot of people
lever
do
action
now.
12 gauges that look like a semi-auto, but there's a lever.
Yeah.
But one of the other things they have that's new, it's in the handguns. And it's at AR chassis style handguns.
These things are popular. You know, since Springfield Armory came out with the Kuna and then, you know, all kind of in that Scorpion, you know, family where they're just making small 9mm AR style pistols, you know, and they're blowback action. They're pretty simple.
G-Force makes a 9mm, but also what we're talking about today, they make it in 45.
Pretty cool.
I haven't seen that yet from anybody.
In a pistol, but like, because even Bear Creek Arsenal, which we are heavily invested in, does 10mm and 45s, and they take Glock mags. Well,
yeah,
that's what this one
handgun.
Does. Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about. They do it in carbines, but this one's a handgun. So it's a brace gun. It's called the Jawbone, right?
Yep.
Jawbone. That's an interesting.
Because if you hold it wrong, it can break your jaw.
It'll break your jaw. But it's a 45. You know, mild recoil, good hitting power, lots of fun. You've killed deer with 45 ACPs before. You know what it can do.
You can shoot lead bullets. You can shoot coppers. You can shoot hollow points, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
This is interesting. It is American made.
You know?
Yeah, you could, geez, a Liberty out of this.
That'd be pretty hot.
So, 7-inch barreled 45 ACP.
Yes.
In an AR style.
That's
handgun.
How many times have you shot a 45 ACP that's 7.5-inch barrel? You're going to end
I
up
never.
Getting,
I don't think I, I've.
No, you're only going to get it in a 45 Colt or a 45 ACP revolver.
I've been trying to think.
The old Colts from back in World War 1917s.
Do they even. Well, I guess Smith & Wesson had a revolver, but it was probably a max of 6 inches.
Was the old the ones from World War II.
No, they make
use moon clips.
Correct, but they also made a. A double action, like a Model 29, but it's not a 29. I want to say it's like a 25.
Oh, a Model 25.
25.
It's a modern one. I was thinking old stuff.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I was thinking old stuff. But to get a 7.5-inch barrel, you're going to get good ballistics out of a 45 with a 7.5-inch barrel.
Yeah.
And so a good hot jacketed hollow point is going to smoke out of that thing. It's going to work pretty good.
Yeah. And full top Picatinny rail, so you can put a scope on it if you wanted to.
Or
maybe a red dot or just iron. Like, I have one like this in 9mm. I just have... flip up mag pulls on it.
On my guns like this that are these, you know, AR style handguns, I put lasers on them.
Yeah.
Just because they're fun and I can shoot them from the hip, you know, and I got mad because I had two batteries die on me this week. I'm like, come on, you know, batteries just don't last. Like, you know, you buy batteries nowadays, you don't know what freaking country they come from. And how do you get a good tiny battery?
You go to a watch shop.
Maybe right? I should. I don't know.
Just go stop over at the jewelry store.
Yeah, I'll go to Gaines Jewelers and say, hey, I need some watches for my lasers.
Don't bring the gun with you, obviously.
No, that wouldn't go over so good.
No. I just need a battery. Why is the gun in your hand? Yeah.
Here, take it all. So, I wouldn't do that to
It does have a brace on the back.
Yes.
Takes Glock magazines, which is really the universal, no matter how you feel about Glocks.
Oh, they're the way
I think this is the universal future of magazines. Yeah. And I know your M&P fans are going to say otherwise, or, you know, I have different guns at the different magazines, but for the price and universal fit, more and more companies are making these rifles. I mean, even look at Ruger.
Yeah, they've Ruger's,
modified their guns to now also take Glock mags too. Yep. So ambidextrous controls.
Kel-Tec does the same thing.
Kel-Tec does the same thing.
Yeah, it only makes sense. Why not, you know, be able to take, you know, unleaded fuel instead of something crazy? You know what I'm saying? But the pistol brace, I like pistol braces too. They work. I've got them with straps, and so you can strap it to your arm. I don't care for the straps a whole lot. They just kind of get in the way, if you ask me. And I don't shoulder it. I just shoot it from, you know, from handhold.
Yeah.
Two handhold. And but these Glock mags rock. They work. And, you know, if you don't want to buy Glock mags, buy Magpul mags. But they're going to work.
They're going to work. It weighs just less than 6 pounds. So it's actually a little bit heavier than a Desert Eagle. It does, like I said, has a full picatinny rail across the top.
I imagine it would probably recoils nothing out of this.
It's got to be nothing because you've got the springs. You've got it has a 5-year warranty from the factory.
That's good. That's better than I would expect.
Yeah.
You know,
what I think is really cool. It has an MSRP of $599.
Wow.
So
for
this
45
is
with Glock mags.
Now, comparatively, the CMMGs are over 1,000.
Hang on. Wait a minute. I got to ask you a question.
Yeah.
The last gun show you and I worked, did I sell that 50-round drum for Glock 45s?
Yes.
Did I really?
Yeah.
I got it. That would be nice for this.
Yeah.
It would have been perfect.
But then you got to reload 50 rounds.
That's
that's 50 rounds into that drum.
Well, and you got to crank it. You got to keep cranking it. Yeah. But anyways, okay. So $599 MSRP. You know where I bet you will see these? They'll probably be in the counter at Rural King.
Probably.
You know what I mean? Rural King made a big change. They put all the ammo behind the counter. You know why?
People kept stealing it.
People are stealing the ammo. The prices are great there. It's a farm store, and they still got people stealing ammo. They're putting ammo in other things and taking it out the door. So
every
they put all the
it.
Ammo behind the counter.
Well,
you know, it's just a shame to see it, you know? But when you get a place like that that's fun to shop at, where else can you go buy your dog food? A couple of rifles and a shotgun, and
I had to explain to somebody.
A battery
it's
for the tractor,
kind of like Tractor Supply, but with a huge clothing department.
It's a Tractor Supply on steroids
and guns.
Yeah,
and a whole food department.
Now some of those
you grocery like, shop there.
Family Farm and Homes
sell guns. Some
sell
of those
guns.
Do.
Some of them do. Some don't. But those stores are kind of fun. You know, it's always fun to get out and see what's out there.
Yep.
You know. But talking about what's out there, let's talk about another gun that you're done. So
this
we're done talking
the,
about the G-Force.
This next gun is one of the coolest futuristic looking things I've seen in a long
time. This looks like a paint gun.
Yeah.
It does. It looks like some kind of a paint tool, but it's got sights. And I'm like, huh?
Is this a Wagner Power Sprayer? No. This is the Beretta B-22 Jaguar Metal Competition.
Now, the 22 Jaguar from Beretta was always a little tiny pistol. And now this is
the Jaguars were like the Bobcats,
they were
the Jaguars,
the little tiny guns. Yeah,
yep.
They were ladies' pocket pistols. They were vest pistols.
This one's far from that.
This one is sharp, and I love Beretta pistols. I absolutely love them. But tell me about this one.
So this was engineered in collaboration with the Scholastic Action Shooting Program and Tandem Cross, which is a accessories company that makes accessories for a lot of different 22 handguns.
Yeah,
I
have to look them up.
Tandem Cross, it's a lot like Volkswagen.
Okay.
Yep. This was, however, purposely built for steel target competitions.
No kidding.
Has a big compensator on the
front.
I love
the compensator. This is a popular looking compensator. Open on the top.
Yep.
Looks like they just ran a bridge port across it and cut a big old sloth out of it.
That's probably exactly what they did.
Yep.
the adjustable Tandem Cross trigger, fully decked out. It's got thumb rests, the flat trigger.
It's sharp. And it almost looks like
pullback,
the same
pullback action, like a Ruger Mark IV or a Browning Buck Mark. Same pullback action on there. Iron sights.
It looks like it's got the same grip formation, basically, as a 1911. Angle, you know, because sometimes the Berettas are really funky. Those Neos were those real Neos angled, were like really it was something from Star Trek.
Yeah.
Early Star Trek, like 1966 like the Star Trek.
Woodsman's
grips. Yeah. And they never fit me good. My first Colt was one of those, and it never fit my hand good.
Oh.
I always had too chubby of a hand to make it work.
Well, but it comes with two 15-round mags because they said that gives you, between two mags, that's 30 rounds. Other people have to reload three times. You only have to reload once.
And it's 22 long rifle.
22 long rifle pistol. Three grip modules to fit your hand better.
Good.
Full-length Picatinny rail on the top.
And the one they're showing in the picture is three different colors.
Yeah, it's black, copper, mica, and blue. And this is really, like I said,
it's attractive.
This is one of the most unique 22s I've seen in a long time. It really sparked my interest, and I thought,
It looks like it's got an AR 2.5 pound trigger on it.
Well, and it's a fully adjustable trigger, so it's that flat trigger. This is incredible. No need for tools. The whole disassembly is done by buttons.
Good.
Also, what really got me like, oh my gosh, I need this. Dual ejection ports. The gun can be converted to have the shells leave the left side.
Oh, that's perfect for you.
Perfect.
Because that's why you buy Buckmarks. Because they work for you.
They
you
work. This is the first pistol fully developed to be used in that Scholastic shooting program. 5.25-inch barrel. This thing just,
wow.
I think this is.
It's very futuristic looking.
Very futuristic. Now, MSRP is $969.
Okay.
But hesitantly here. I think this has potential.
Oh, I like it.
This has absolute potential to be big in the target competition 22 shooting world. Honestly, just for hunting pistols.
Steel targets.
Steel
for it's just perfect. Steel target, high capacity with 22 long rifle.
Yeah. And honestly, we talk about this a lot. They took a standard handgun that a lot of people already customize and customize it from the factory and ship it out to you.
Perfect.
So I think it's great. Look forward to this Beretta B22 Jaguar Metal competition.
I'm excited. I'm going to look forward to this in the future, and I want to get my hands on one.
Yeah.
All right.
But we got to go. Now, during the commercial break, go to our Facebook page, The Gunsmith Show, like and comment and share.
Thank you.
Just because we want to build that audience. We've had a couple of new likes this week.
Yeah.
And we want to get up there and keep our product flowing for you.
We'll get some more reels on there. We'll do some reloading reels. We're doing a bunch of scope changeouts right now. So look forward to it.
Perfect.
All right. We'll get out of here. We'll be right back with more of The Gunsmith Show after the short break.